So when the Meraglim finished their travels through Eretz Yisrael, and they brought back the produce, as it were, rather than saying how wonderful the land was, the spies were false. They gave a false report. So when it says Vayavod Nachal Eshkol Vichusim Shomus Mor of Eshkol Anovim Echad Vise Bamo Bishnoim Minomino Teinim. So another says that Yoshua and Kalev, one took a pomegranate, one took a fig, and then the other 10 spies took a huge grape cluster that they had to carry on poles, on staves. So Vayashuva Mitorat Miketzer Brim Yom. So they gave them a word, they showed them the fruit, and they said this, you know, just as this is the fruit, it's impossible to defeat this people. In other words, it was a double... talking out of both sides of their mouth. They said, oh, it's a land flowing of milk and honey. But these are its fruits. Look at these fruits. They're not normal. They're just as the fruits are not normal, so are the people. It's impossible to destroy them. Ephes, but, in other words, they said, Moshe said, just tell us what goes on there. Such as if they live in fortified cities. So it means they're weak and they'll be easily defeated. Because they need to live in fortified cities. If they're strong, they live out in the open. And here the spies come back and said it's the worst of all worlds. They're giants, and they live in fortified cities. So it'll absolutely be impossible to destroy them. Amalek Yoshev Beretz, right away, Beretz and Negev. The Amalekites are over there. Why I mention Amalek? To scare the Jews again after they came out of Egypt. Amalek was the first to attack them. And Amalek knew they would lose, but they fought them anyway. So they were intimating to the people, it's going to be a fight to the death. There'll be no hope, kill or be killed. So already they're going on and on and on and on. But Kalev said, Vayas, Kalev, Moshe, Yomar, Al, Nav, Yerashnos, Yechol, Nuchala. Kalev says, yeah, very nice. Nice information, but no problem. We'll be able to defeat them. And then they started to flat out lie. And at first they were exaggerating. Then it came to a lie. So it shows it was a principle of causation that they went from one exaggeration to outright falsehood and lies. And they convinced the people. And as a result, the people were stuck for 48 years that their own mouth brought about their own destruction. They said Lu Masnu, Beretz Mitzrayim of Midrashel Lu Masnu. The Lama Adonai Mevi Osan Oretz Azos Lin Po Bacherv Nashen of Tebenu Yulavaz Alod Tov Lanu Shuv Mitzrayimah. They said we're going to die here. Our children are going to die here. Better to go back to Egypt. So again, this was it. This they from their own mouths is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them. And we have to realize that ourselves as well in our own age, that anything that comes out of our mouth has an impact. It will be listened to by Kodesh Baruch Hu and brought back by Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we dedicate ourselves to Hashem, He'll give us reward even if we're not able to fulfill it. If we, God forbid, do the other thing, like for example, even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzaddik Moshe, Mechenin HaMesivrcha, wipe me out from your book, so one cetera, Moshe's name was wiped out of there. So again, we see that whatever comes out of our mouth, that's the difference between a human being and between everybody else. We are known as medabrim. We speak. This is how what comes out of our mouth, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to. Perjury is a tremendous, terrible crime. You get off on everything, but they get you into perjury. In other words, we have to be careful with what comes out of our mouth. It should only be tanam yadabr adam b'lashon nekiya. We should speak pure things, holy things, and dedicate ourselves that our actions shouldn't be to negate and destroy others, but should be to uplift ourselves and the rest of mankind in our service as a Rebbeinu Shalom. Trump should